Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
I know. It's been a while since we talked about Love and Marriage DC. But it's fine. I'm all caught up, and there's a lot of back and forth on social media amongst this cast. We won't get into those details. This recap is really about the episode. We'll talk briefly about some of the things that have come out, including Winter announcing that she won't be returning for another season of Love and Marriage DC. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC, and I know you're probably thinking, weekly recap? You didn't recap it last week. It's okay. It looks okay. Normally, it's weekly. However, this week, I feel like last week's episode and this week's episode sort of are telling the same story. And honestly, the season is telling the same story. As you know, the cast filmed this season, oh my gosh, well over a year ago, including the reunion. The reunion is already wrapped. I kind of wish they would have waited to do at least the reunion. That way they could kind of answer some details of what happened during the season and what's happened since. But of course, some of them are playing that out on social media. So before we get into, you know, Winter and what Winter announced, because apparently there's a lot going on off camera, and I'm not surprised at how divided this cast is. A lot of people are speculating that there won't be Love and Marriage DC. I don't know about that. I believe that they will just probably find new people. For those that are in the DMV area, how do you feel about that? You always are saying that there are plenty of people in the DMV area that should be on The Real Housewives of Potomac. So if they're not on that, on Potomac, do you think they'll do Love and Marriage DC? Well, I'm not too sure about that because some of the folks that you guys have suggested are very affluent and probably would want a certain coin in order to share their lives. And based off of the first three seasons, I'm not sure it was enough to invite them to be on this platform. However, it is a platform, and if you're looking to highlight something, please understand. And I think Ashley and Shirella and Winter are learning that now, is that, yeah, you might want to promote things on the show. Doesn't mean that they're going to actually promote it. Doesn't mean that they're going to depict you in the way that you believe that you really are. Okay, let's get into, so last week's episode, they were still on this trip, and from what we hear, they had a good time. It looked like it was a decent time. Of course, Joy and Clifton were not staying in the same house, and I think I said this in the previous recap, I don't see why they couldn't stay in the same house. Stay in a separate room. I know you're not getting along with the people. However, according to Ashley and Winter, as you know, they've been recapping the first few episodes. I hear they're not going to be recapping it anymore. Okay, they were recapping. They've said part of the reason why we didn't get Shirella, you know, I kept on saying, where's Shirella? Where's Shirella? Based on what I've seen of Shirella from last season, she seems like a lot of fun. She seems real. Based on what I'm hearing from my DMV sources, she really is the DMV. So I want to see her on the show. I also like Shirella. I feel like there's so many layers, and she's like an onion to Shirella. We get the fun side. We get the deep side. We get the transparent side. From the gate, it feels like Shirella's willing to share herself. And that's what you really need for reality television. And that's what makes a good reality TV personality. So part of the reason, allegedly, I'll say, but I believe it, based off of last week's episode, you could tell that Joy does not want to give Black any light. And here's the thing with that Black and Joy situation. It's really he said, she said. And I'm not going to sit here and act as if I know anything about what happened between Joy and Black. Obviously, something happened. I don't know if I believe either side 100%. I believe there's truth on both sides. Okay? But rewinding just a little bit. Just rewinding just a little bit, because I'm not going to go over the nitty-gritty of this show. I will say they looked like they were having a good time. They were skiing. People were falling. Winter seemed to hurt herself. Winter brought this man Yusha on this ski trip. We already knew at the top of the season that Yusha and Winter were no longer together. I'm not sure if this trip is part of the reason why Winter decided not to be with him, besides maybe other things, because we talked about how she hit us up on Twitter instead. Apparently, he was sending these Bible quotes to multiple other women. So I don't know if it was that or him not having her back during this trip when it comes to the Joy situation. We will examine that in just a second. But before we do, we have to talk about today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is our friends over at BetterHelp. So since we are always covering topics about mental health, you know I've been making a priority not just about my physical health, you know, doing my Pilates, working out, being out there, being more active, trying to be more social because that's a part of your physical and mental health as well. But I also had reached out to my doctor and said, I want to just at least start being proactive about my mental health. And then this partnership with BetterHelp landed in my lap, and I was so excited about it because for me, especially with the schedule that I have, especially with the topics that we cover, especially with the comment section, it's important. It's important to have someone that you can go to that you can trust and have a conversation with, okay? So this partnership with BetterHelp for me was fantastic. I've tried it. It was easy. It was simple. It was efficient. And for me, that's so important in everything that I do, from the people that I work with, from the people that I'm partnering with, but also that I'm getting services from. So I partnered with BetterHelp and it has been seamless. It was easy. It was a short survey that you fill out online to partner you with a licensed therapist. I loved it because here's the thing. When you're trying to find the right therapist, sometimes it is a process. Sometimes you're going through multiple therapists before you actually find the one that fits you. But this online survey is asking questions that I probably wouldn't even thought to ask myself in the person that I'm looking for therapy. This is what I loved about BetterHelp, okay? So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, as I mentioned, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch a therapist. This is important. You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information will be available on BetterHelp in the description. And as always, thank you to our partners over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's live recap of Love and Marriage DC. All right. Now that we've spoken about that, which is important because look, I feel like we, especially as a community, don't talk about mental health enough. And I know we are slowly but surely talking more about it. But these topics that we cover on shows like this, I know I did get a chance to watch Shirella and Ashley and Winter during this week's recap. And Shirella was talking about her struggles. And, you know, Ashley has talked about her struggles with mental health. And some of that was discussed during the show, and they're saying that it was edited out because it didn't fit the story that they were going for the season. And I guess the story that the producers were going for the season had to do with the beef between Ashley and Joy, which I think for the audience, and audience, feel free to let me know. I will say as for myself, I didn't enjoy it because it felt like we weren't getting anywhere. And if we're not getting anywhere, it becomes not entertaining. Yes, we all love a little bit of drama, but what people love about reality television, not just Real Housewives, what they love about reality television is, you know, problem resolution. And look, the other part of that, yes, we love that, but in the real world, sometimes it doesn't happen. more oftentimes than not. And a lot of times you just say, you know what? We're going to agree to disagree and we won't be around each other. Unfortunately for reality television, that's almost impossible because these people have signed contracts to be on the same show. I don't know whose fault it is, if it's anyone's fault at all when it comes to the Joy and Ashley situation. I can see, here I go twerking on a fence, but I can see how they both played a part and I can see how both of them are stubborn and do not want to reach resolve in a real genuine way. All right, so they bring in the intuitive healer, Terry. And if you remember, here's the thing about life coaches, because I know that Joy and Clifton had their comments on how Terry's approach was towards her. Did I like Terry's approach towards Joy because it felt like Joy was in the hot seat? No, I really didn't, especially bringing up her father, and she didn't feel like it was a safe space. And I get that. I get that because it did feel like, oh, Terry. But if you've seen Terry before, this is sort of what she does. And every life coach and intuitive healer is different, is very different. Because I know, like I said, Joy and Clifton had their thoughts about like, aren't you supposed to ask for permission before you're reading someone's energy? Yes, you should. But I'm thinking Terry feels as if you are participating in this group activity for this reality show, you have agreed to be a part. Maybe. But everyone, especially as life coaches, I'm sure some of you have been through life coaches, everyone's perspective is different. Everyone's technique is different. And I wouldn't think that Terry was there to kind of do the okey-doke on Joy and Clifton because Terry is coming from your friends, Jamie and Arena Tyler. So I wouldn't believe that they're setting you up for the okey-doke. Well, here's the thing. Who really brought Terry in? Did the Tylers bring Terry in, or were the Tylers just used as, you know, the ones to bring Terry in, and it's really production that brought Terry in to get Joy and Clifton? I'm just putting it out there. I don't know that for 100%. Again, did I like the way that Terry came at Joy? Not really. It was uncomfortable to watch, especially talking about her father. And Joy saying that, yeah, my father never missed anything. My father was always there. But sidebar, I'm not saying this is true about Joy. However, just for argument's sake, maybe if we can just elaborate on that, just because someone is always there as a parent, mother or father, doesn't mean that they're fully present, emotionally there for you. And maybe, and I'm not sure because I don't know Joy's situation, and Joy is like a, you know, armory. You can't get anything out of Joy, okay? Maybe there was more to the father situation that Terry was picking up on, but Joy was not, she didn't feel like she was in a safe space to even open up about that. And maybe she hasn't dealt with that and those emotions with that. Or maybe Terry was wrong. Maybe she was picking up on someone else's energy. She said that she was feeling this energy coming there to the event, and then she just happened to have Joy on her left side. It was uncomfortable. She did at one point call Joy judgmental. Ashley was chiming in. Black was chiming in. This was like the first time that we're seeing Black and Joy together on screen. And Black wants to use this moment to have the conversation because you remember Joy accused Black of bad business, okay? She also accused him of cheating on Joy's friend with Shirella. And I understand why Shirella is offended by that because we don't know if it's true or not. Shirella says at no time did they hook up, did they have any sort of relationship while he was in another relationship. Look, he said, she said, we don't know. Maybe Joy's friend is upset. Maybe he decided to break things off with Joy's friend in order to be with Shirella. I don't know. We don't know. What I did find interesting in this conversation was Black said, 6 months ago, we were cool. Now, all of a sudden, we're not. And then Joy bringing up the fact, so when did you guys get together or how did you guys get together? And part of me, like, I get it. Ride for your friend. But it feels like you're riding for your friend in a way that is, like, it's your beef. I can understand not liking him, but I don't know. Like, it's so, I go twerking on the fence. Religiously, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, but also happy St. Patrick's Day for those that celebrate. What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day? Wear something green. I should have put on something green. Sorry. Look, ride for your friend. I get it, Joy. But at the same time, I feel like there's a missing piece. Every battle that Joy has within this group, I always feel like there's something that we're missing. And maybe we're not missing anything. And the common denominator is Joy not being forthright with the truth or how she really is feeling. Because I think maybe we would have a better understanding of where she's coming from if she was more forthright. Because I have to say, the people that she has issues with, I feel like they're a little bit more forthright with their issues with her. And I agree that Black and Shirella needed to have a moment to clear their names because you did have some damning accusations. And according to Ashley and Winter and all of them, they were saying that part of the reason why we're not seeing Shirella throughout the season was because Joy refused to film with them. Okay, but look, if you're saying to me that, first of all, I'm an adulterer, I cheated on my woman, and then you're also saying that I did bad. Honestly, the cheating part, yeah, that's moral, you know, whatever. But the bad business part, like, you could affect my business. You're saying this on a national platform. And we have to keep in mind, Joy and Black have known each other and worked with each other for 10 plus years. So what exactly happened? Do I believe that Black was 100% a good guy when working with this group? Maybe not. You know, especially if that is Joy's experience of him. But if it was 6 months ago that everything was good, I'm just a little, like, I feel like there's something missing. There's something missing in regards to this story. And the back and forth between Joy and Black does get uncomfortable. Shirelle does chime in. She does chime in, which I can appreciate, but defend your man. Defend your man. And I know a lot of you are asking, why is Shirelle not a full-time cast member? Probably because of the issues with Joy and Clifton, and they were full-time cast members. Shirelle claims that she was supposed to be a full-time cast member. Based off of the her contract, all right? They decide, I think you all, very much like Housewives, they sign a contract, and then by the end of the season, it's really defined on, or mid-season, defined on your full cast or, you know, friend of, for lack of better terms, or, you know, Real Housewives-related terms. All right, so we had that back and forth between Black. Of course, Joy walks away. But I get it. She feels like everyone's against her, or at least the majority is against her. Even Jamie and Arena were like, why is Joy acting so defensive? And these are her friends. These are people that are riding with her. So they end up leaving. There was a little bit of a, not back and forth, but Ashley makes a comment about Clifton looking at her during this back and forth between Ashley and Joy and refers to him as a little boy. Lord. And I know for those that follow all of the things that are playing out on social media, there's been all kinds of back and forth between the Tylers and the Silvas and things like, well, not the Silvas, Ashley, because DJ Quick is not getting involved. However, DJ Quick, I have a question. DJ Quick, you did not want to shake Clifton's hand. Fine. You said, we'll talk. I was waiting for the talk. Maybe the talk was there and it was edited out. But for me, it felt like you were puffing your chest out and you did nothing. That's the way it looked on the show because we never had a confrontation or a conversation between you and Clifton. And he was like, oh, we'll talk. Okay, so when are we going to talk? I get it. They, after the intuitive healer, they never came back. But when are we going to have the talk? In a couple of weeks? Because DJ Quick did not like what he heard about Ashley and Clifton's interaction at the basketball game. My thing is that don't you call him up and said, let's meet? Again, we're watching an edited show. Maybe he did, and maybe it was cut out. But I have to say, this is where, for those that wonder, like, well, you filmed it, you said it, stop blaming editing. Well, here's a perfect example. Let's say, for argument's sake, DJ Quick did have a conversation with Clifton. And it was during the trip, but they decided to not include it. context is important here. I'm viewing the whole situation with DJ Quick now, like, you puffing your chest, you didn't want to shake his hand. Again, he's riding with his wife, and this is something that he even mentions to Yusha on. And look, this is where you learn from other people and their relationships and how they navigate their relationships. Does that work for you, where your husband rides for you, at least amongst other people in public? But, you know, behind the scenes is saying, I don't think you were right. He says this to Yusha based on his experience as a married man on supporting your girl, supporting your partner, supporting your wife. But this is what I was talking about in regards to context. If we don't get the context, maybe DJ Quick did have a conversation with Clifton and it was edited out. Context is important on either side. It doesn't matter if you are, I am religiously twerking on the fence this recap, because I can see both sides of it. And I have to remind myself, I can't have a strong opinion on either side because we're watching an edited show. We don't have the full context. I can't be truly 100%. I'm never mad at any of these people because, look, what I always say, we don't know these people. We don't know these people. All right. But I can tell Ashley and Winter are very upset with the edit and the way things are shared. Shirella also expressed her distaste for how things have been edited and shared during the season, because they feel like a lot has been left out. A lot of positive things, a lot of great conversations about motherhood and depression and how they've gotten over it has been shared, and they have not shown it on the show. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC. Happy St. Patty's Day for those that celebrate. Happy Sunday for those that celebrate. A happy Sunday. Let me know what you guys are grateful for and your good news. You know, we always talk about that on our Tuesday takeover, but I always want to know, what's your good news? I woke up this morning, it's like, yeah, what is my good news? What can I be grateful for besides waking up? That's always great. A beautiful sunny day here in New York City. And look, it's Sunday. We have Real Housewives of Potomac and Married to Medicine happening tonight. So I'm looking forward to watching that, kind of, sort of. Guys, don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And don't forget, we are on tour. For those that don't see the scrolling at the bottom and you're listening to the audio version of this, don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. But my elephant brain is working. So reminder, guys, we will be in Boston on May 30th for the Kempire After Dark live show. Then we will be hitting up Nashville and Atlanta, respectively, from July 11th to July 12th. And Seattle, we'll be coming to Seattle on August 30th. Get your tickets. All that information will be available in the description. All right. And we had a really good time. And look, all these shows are very different. Every single show that we've done so far has been so different, different topics, whatever. I can't even tell you what we're going to talk about in Boston, because a lot can happen between now and then. A lot can happen. So stay tuned, guys, and don't forget to get your tickets. Shout out to those of you that have gotten your tickets, and for those of you that have come to our New York City show, our DC show, or our Philly show. We had really, really, really great time. It's really great, an opportunity to meet the community that continues to support, connect. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Shout out to our channel members, our subscribers, and of course, our King's Guards holding us down in the live chat this afternoon. We appreciate them. All right. Again, do not forget to like the video, because it matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. All right. So this ski trip seemed to be a good time. We have the Tylers the next day go to check on the Petties. And of course, everyone has feelings about that. Oh, you're going to go check on them. You're going to go check on the ops. Okay. Then we have the other group, Ashley, DJ Quick, Winter, Yusha, Shirella, and Black, all having a conversation about the night before. And look, I will say this, Yusha was twerking on a fence. Did I feel like what Yusha said was wrong? Honestly, I didn't. I feel like he was trying, at least, and Winter did not appreciate this because she felt like he wasn't supporting her in this moment. At least he didn't say it in front of them. He's saying it to us in a safe space with this group of folks. Remember, Yusha was introduced to Winter through Shirella in Black. And Yusha is basically saying what I probably would have said. In that moment, Joy did not feel protected. Maybe, I don't think that Yusha said anything wrong. Honestly, I don't feel like he wasn't protecting his girl. because he could have been like, oh, I feel like you were wrong. You should. I don't think he was doing that. I think he was really trying to see Joy's side of things. And I think that's okay. I always tell you guys, I don't want friends around me that aren't going to tell me the truth. And I'm not that type of friend either. I'm either not getting involved or I'm going to tell you, especially if you ask me, my opinion on a situation. And that's how I would want my partner. I get it. As couples, you may not want to do that in public in front of other people. Like, oh, you're wrong, your partner. But later on, when you're back at home, pillow talk, you'll be like, yeah, I don't think that's the way you should have did it. You show a united front to the world. And then when you get home, that's when you go in. Or maybe not. It depends on the rules of your relationship, what you signed up for. But Winter is completely turned off by what Yusha is saying. She feels like he doesn't have her back. They're packing up to leave. And she's sort of like, yeah, he's thinking that we're in a good place. Like, we've moved forward. We're going to go to the next step. And in her head and in her confessional sidebar, I like your new confessional look, Winter. Winter says that, yeah, he thinks that everything is good, but everything is not good on my side. Sidebar, I saw Winter did an interview recently, and she spoke about an incident, because she's not good with Arena and Jamie right now. I don't know if we're going to see that play out during the season at all. The season's almost about to be wrapped up. I don't know if we're going to see that, but definitely on social media, Winter and Jamie and Arena are not doing well as friends. They're not in a good place, all right? Part of what I saw in a clip was that some guy went up to Winter and basically said he had a relationship with Arena. Ooh. I don't remember it word for word. But I'm not completely surprised, because I told you guys this in season one. I had heard, you know, our DMV sources are deep. That's why we had a sold out show there. Just say, come on. Just say, our sources in the DMV are deep, and people that have been following the Tyler's history for many years. This is why I said to you in season one, I don't feel like they're being 100% honest with their story. Okay. And apparently Winter, I guess, I can't remember if Jamie came up to Winter, but she told Jamie that this is what the person said. And I guess Arena did not like that. Here's the thing though, Arena, this is what I said. I said this probably the last recap that we did about her flirting with other guys. I told you, based on rumors that I've heard, and again, they're rumors, I heard it was more than just flirting. Okay. Just saying. So the sources that are coming to Winter seem like the same sources that are coming to me. Okay. And it's not just one person, meaning that there's not just one source. Look, but if y'all want to pretend to be the perfect couple, fine. It's not that interesting. I have to say, I felt for Reyna in last week's episode and this week's episode, she gets really emotional with Ashley, because she brings Joy back after having breakfast with the Petties. And Joy gets emotional because she's like, I didn't come in to be into this group to go through what she's going through. And I felt for her. And I know some of you will be like, oh, crocodile tears. Come on. No, I do feel like she's probably like, this is not what I signed up for. I didn't expect that I'll be having this much conflict, and that my conflict would be the biggest story of the season. She probably did not realize that. And also to feel like you're the only person in a group that's not connecting with everyone, because when you think about it, there's a larger group on the other side as opposed to the Petties and the Tylers getting along. But technically, the Tylers are still getting along with everyone on the other side, with the Silvas and, you know, Winter and them, and the Duncans. So I could see where she's probably, like, feeling left out. And sidebar, I get why Clifton and Joy work. Like, they're really goofy and fun with each other. I get it. Like, they look like they have a good time with each other. Like, I've seen some of their social media stuff. Perfect match. Ready to Love worked, at least for now. But this dynamic on this show might not work. And what do you guys think needs to happen for another season? Or maybe you don't want to see another season. I will say this. When I went to D.C. and I asked, who's watching Love & Marriage D.C.? Everybody in the crowd said that they were watching it. So I was like, uh-oh. So you guys are watching. And I know when we first started recapping the show, you guys said, we need you to recap the show. We want you to talk about the show. And I get it, because it's not just about the cast. It's about your city and how your city's represented and seeing your city in the background. I get that, because anytime I watch a movie or a show based in New York, that's how I feel. I feel like I just have to watch it to at least give it a chance. I just think Love & Marriage D.C., I feel like I enjoyed it more than Detroit. I couldn't get into Detroit based off the cast, not because of the city. But I feel like removing the petties might be the smartest move, maybe to something else, maybe back to Ready to Love. Well, I guess not back to Ready to Love. Maybe the host Ready to Love? No, you guys like Uncle Tommy, right? I don't know. I'm not that interested, to be honest with you. I feel like we have more potential with, even with the Tylers, because I feel like there was a friendship with the Silvas and the Duncans and Winter. I can see that cast building and working from there and maybe working through their issues. I don't think that Arena and Ashley can't come back from their issues. And Arena, I'm glad you broke down and showed a little vulnerability, because you like to play like you're hard. And you're not, which is fine. And she got really emotional. I really believe Arena wanted to make peace with the group, and she wanted to bring Joy, because she really likes Joy and Clifton. She wanted to bring them all together. How did you guys feel about Ashley not having the conversation with Joy? Look, Ashley said, let me go talk to my husband about it. They have a conversation about it, and Ashley comes back and she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. We've tried three times. Joy says, this is my third time. I'm not trying anymore after waiting in the car for 30 minutes. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more that we're missing that it's hard to even be like, well, no, you're wrong, or you're wrong, or maybe they're both wrong. I do believe that they're both wrong on some level. Someone probably has more wrong in this than anyone else. But I feel like there's such a major piece missing that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when it comes to Joy and her beef with the Duncans. This beef with Ashley feel like has gone on for too long. It's not enjoyable to watch. And I'm still wondering why it took so long to put out season three. I'm still wondering, why did it take so long to put out season three? Own? Production? Carlos? Why did it take so long? We've never answered that, right? They never answered why. And I told you, I speculated, and Ashley DM'd me and told me, no, that's not correct. It wasn't me that tried to stop, you know, because of the edit. Remember I said, was it Ashley and DJ Quick that, you know, were holding them up in regards to the edit of the season? She claims, no, that wasn't it. So what exactly took them so long to put out the season? And there's so much playing out since the season wrapped that it's kind of like we're watching the season play out and we're like, yeah, but now they're saying another thing. Winter is quitting the show. Let's talk about that. So Winter posted on her social media that she is quitting the show. I saw on her final recap with Ashley that she decided that she's not going to return. Shout out to our friends at OMFG Reality Television. They posted this on their Instagram. And in the comments section, we see Jamie Tyler. So Jamie stays on, I know he's retired, okay? He stays in the comment section of every blog, every post, okay? He puts a laughing emojis and says, you can't make this ish up, I swear. Okay, so Winter says this on our social media post. I'm assuming her Twitter. She says, if I'm quiet, I'm handling business. I'm not returning to the show. The defamation, lies, slander, and reputational harm committed is well documented. Doesn't matter if it's deleted. We've pulled it. I never once released the name, photo, or accused. I simply repeated what was stated. I don't care if he changed his story. He said it. Why? We can only assume. What I do know is that his track record is well documented. He is not reliable nor credible. His story would not hold up in court unless he has proof, i.e. recording, of what he said. He does not. He is also a former cop. She's referring to Jamie. Okay. Every profile you send, a negative message, tag, and post has been captured to help build our case. I'm thankful to my team who's handling the matter. What's happening here? She says, I'm confident in the outcome. It's not backed unless you have concrete proof. Not hearsay, not speculation, not recorded conversations, interviewing the alleged. As a former detective, the actions taken are ignorant and inexcusable. All of this in the name of playing reality TV. Shaking my head. All right. Well, here's the thing. Obviously, like I said, more is playing out on socials and in real time. And we're not going to see that play out during the season. At least I don't think. Winter seemed to be okay with returning. They even did a recap, Winter and Ashley with Carlos. And it just seems to be like, something has happened in the cast in regards to how they feel about returning to the show. And maybe it's more so not necessarily about Jamie, but about the way that they're being depicted on the show. And that's why I would never do reality television, even as an executive producer, because here's the meaning, like, even if I am an executive producer and I'm in a show, I wouldn't do it because there's the network. There are other executive producers that are going to decide on how they want to depict you on a show. You've given over your life. And when I say that, I don't think people realize the depth of that. I don't know the own contracts that they're signing or the Carlos contracts that they're signing. However, I have heard from multiple sources, the Real Housewives. That's why when we were talking about edits of voices and voices, we don't see when they're speaking. They can copy and paste what you said in a previous scene into another scene. Like, you sign over rights to that. And some people are okay with that because I can become famous. I can become a star. You also, what Nene said about Portia not being a star and a Bravo celebrity, there is a difference. We talk about it. We talked about it. If you missed our recap of what Nene had to say in regards to Portia almost trying to stop a bag and ruin Nene's name in the industry, alleging that she might be difficult to work with. Be sure to check out that video if you haven't already. You can also listen to the audio on the Kempire podcast. But back to this. So Winter will not be returning. She did one last recap with Ashley yesterday and with Shirella. And a lot of them are blaming editing, blaming that the focus this season were on the wrong things. And there was so much that was left out. And according to Shirella and according to Ashley, they're saying when they speak to production about these things, they're like, well, this is not being shown because this is the direction that we're going in this season. You know, this is the storyline that we're following. What can I do? What can I do with that? Nothing. But one of the best highlights from this week's episode, last night's episode, had to do with Jamie talking about being retired, talking about his years of being in the police force. And I thought that was important because I think there are a lot of men that can relate to this. I also like seeing a different side of Jamie this season. I've said this before during our recaps, that you can see that Jamie and Arena are being the peacemakers, but more so Jamie. Jamie seems light and fun this season, at least during this time. But we know the real Jamie, okay? I think maybe they're giving him a favorable edit this season, maybe. Or maybe he consciously said, I'm going to come in and just be fun. But he talks about being hard on his son, Lil Jamie, and he does, you know, part of reason for that is because of what he's seen. But he also talked about being very angry and how he's going to get into counseling and trying to work on that. Here's the thing. Do I think Jamie would have done this if he wasn't on reality television? Probably not. If Jamie really benefits from this, from doing the reality show and really healing some of that stuff, oh, then it was all worth it. And maybe him doing that will allow other people that are in similar spaces or see themselves in Jamie. This is where reality television can be really helpful. We were just talking about this with maybe it was like a Real Housewives show. And I said, it was Real Housewives of Potomac. Mia and Jacqueline in the conversation that they were having about what happened to Mia, the essay that happened to Mia from Jacqueline's boyfriend. I said, they probably would have never talked about this, and they and it would have been sort of like this like dark cloud over their relationship had they not been on reality television. And that's how I feel about the conversation that Jamie has with his friend and former colleague. There are probably a lot of people that aren't even in the police force that can relate to Jamie, the anger issues, and trying to heal those anger issues. I really feel like that was a real moment. That, for me, was like my favorite moment. When I say favorite, because I felt like it was a real moment. It was a genuine moment. It was going to be a moment that would help other people. And I appreciate Jamie sharing that. I appreciate Jamie sharing that. Is Jamie messy on social media? Yes. But I have to say, in season three or season part two, whatever, we're seeing a different side of Jamie. You see Jamie just having fun and being light energy. We're not seeing a lot of the darkness in, you know, during the season. But apparently, other stuff are playing out on social media. Other stuff are playing out on social media. Guys, how would you rate last week's episode from 1 to 10 of Love and Marriage DC? How would you rate this week's episode? And since we're like, what, episode 6? 7? Almost 7? How would you rate the season so far? Because from what I'm hearing, we only have 10 episodes, and I'm not sure if that includes the reunion. I know I could probably reach out to someone and find out, but I really don't care. A part of me does care because I want to know, when can I get a break from talking about these people? However, although you know, I haven't loved recapping DC in the last few episodes. I will say these last two episodes have been a little bit more engaging. I like seeing them have fun on this ski trip. I like seeing them try. I also like seeing, I like Terry. I like Terry, the intuitive healer, because we don't see a lot of that on television. And I get it, especially in our community, when we talk about crystals or we talk about astrology, sometimes there'll be one or two of you in the comment section. I hate it when he talks about astrology. Well, that's fine. I'm not expecting you guys to love everything that I say and do here. Some of you, despite me talking about astrology, still want to hear my opinion, still come here for other things. That's fine. You're still welcome. You're still welcome. Please, look, it's okay for us to have differing opinions. It's all about how you share it. Some of you don't share it. Some of you probably don't like when we talk about astrology or spirituality or talk about intuitive healers. And you're just like, okay, whatever. I can ignore that. And I think we should normalize that. You don't have to comment every negative thing that you have about someone. Because please understand, just because you don't like it doesn't mean I'm going to stop talking about it. As you can tell, like, we still talk about it. However, when we were first introduced to Terry, it was Monique that introduced her to us. I was like, oh, I want to check her out. But when we saw her with the titles, I was like, wait, is Terry a therapist? But apparently she's also a life coach. I like that dynamic. I hate with reality television, they always make it woo-woo. And then everyone's commenting, oh my God, here we go. But I get it, especially within the Black community, these things are considered still woo-woo. You also consider mental health woo-woo, and it's not. And I feel like there are benefits to all of it, mental health therapy, but also some of this intuitive healing stuff. All of that can be helpful. I don't believe one thing is better than the other. I believe all of them can really help you as a person. So again, thank you to our friends over at BetterHelp for sponsoring today's live show. If you've been looking for therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? Again, head on over to BetterHelp.com. Wait, I have to look like it. Look, this is why I have to keep things in front of me. BetterHelp.com/Kempire. That was easy, Kempire. Look, I'm keeping my fourth wall in. Again, guys, for 10% off today of your first month over at betterhelp.com/Kempire. All right. Thank you to everyone that was a part of our live chat replay crew. We haven't forgotten about you. Be sure to let us know where you're watching from, your thoughts on the last couple of episodes of Love and Marriage DC, your thoughts on what I had to say about Love and Marriage DC, which is fine. Look, you didn't like what I had to say. You agree with what I had to say. Please understand this is a safe space to share your opinion as long as you're not being derogatory to myself or anyone else. Please do not troll people in the comment section for their opinion, okay? There's a way to share your opinion without being derogatory or harassing, all right? We do have guidelines here, so be sure to follow them, all right? If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, it's easy, it's free. Give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you love about the Kempire podcast. All right. And I will be working on special episodes that will be available exclusively there. And sometimes I add additional content to our live recaps, especially if I have like a last minute thought. I was like, oh wait, I wanted to say this that I forgot to say in regards to Love and Marriage DC or some other hot topic. So be sure to check that out on the Kempire podcast. Again, thank you to our channel members for keeping the lights on here on a monthly basis. To become a channel member, head on over to teamkempire.com/join. And don't forget, guys, the Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Get your tickets now. And, of course, we will be in Nashville. We'll be in Atlanta. We will be in Seattle. All the information is available in the description. Again, thank you to our King's Guards for holding us down in the live chat. We appreciate you all being here. Everyone have a great rest of your St. Patrick's Day and Sunday. Bye, y'all. Let's get out of here.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to kempireradio.com.